You know, when I was growing up on YouTube, and making videos, the hardest part was always taking this idea, this inkling, whether it's a small script or whatever for a video, and actually bring it to life. Like, it's never as close or what you have envisioned, and you can find a ton of reasons to tweak it or redo it and what have you. But when I would hit that record button, it was always the kind of safe space. It was always the kind of catalyst and easiest and purest way for me to get across the idea I had in mind. It was the perfect medium. It's where I felt most at home. And now that I don't do the videos as much, this podcast is an extension of that. And I think while I tried to kind of put words on paper and write a blog post and what have you, even then I still couldn't necessarily capture what's all ongoing, though I'll try my best. Unfortunately, yesterday, I, like many people around the world, woke up and eventually heard the news of the tragedy that occurred in Los Angeles revolving around Kobe Bryant and the accident of the helicopter, which unfortunately involved his 13-year-old daughter and a family and multiple others on that helicopter that claimed all of their lives. And while, regardless of who was on the plane, it's a tragedy in itself, I wouldn't lie if I didn't say it hit much more closer to home in that it was somebody who was so iconic to me and legendary to many people across the world. Kobe was, of course, an athlete. He was a representative of what was the Los Angeles Lakers and a known icon around the world. Beyond an athlete, he, of course, was a father, a son, a husband, and much more than what he did on the court, for sure. For me specifically, he was the first larger-than-life icon that I can remember. And I've been trying to process this for the last couple, you know, the last day and last even couple hours leading to this, in the sense that he was the first person that I can vividly remember watching their career and their trajectory and their life escalate and do these amazing things, and yet still continue to push and to strive. He was the first figure to me that represented, in my mind, what success was and what the embodiment of it meant. Not just in his sport and in the game of basketball, but in life. What the idea of that, you know, that success was a mindset, was something that Kobe Bryant instilled in me at a very early age. And though my career and dreams and hopes of an athlete were never founded, were instrumental in where I'm at today. In 2005, 2006, you know, having grown up, in general, basketball was my favorite sport. It was something that was always on TV throughout my family and extended family. And I just remember, like, being a Lakers fan before I even knew I was a Lakers fan, right? I remember my obsession with basketball being one of the first things that just I was truly, truly passionate about. I was that kind of kid who, you know, whenever I got into something, I always had to do a deep dive. Like, I couldn't just kind of dip my toe in the water. I always got all in. And coming from a background of, like, trading card games like Magic and Yu-Gi-Oh!, you know, collecting basketball cards and playing, like, NBA Live 2006 for God knows how many hours, I became obsessed with the sport. And the Lakers were my team. This story, this idea of a dynasty of George Mikan and the Minneapolis Lakers, Wilt Chamberlain, the Showtime Lakers with Magic and Kareem, to the era that I grew up in, right? The idea of, you know, Kobe and Shaq and just countless memories from the three-peat to the rivalries of the Celtics and the Trailblazers, these iconic playoff moments. I can remember vividly these games, like against the Suns in the playoffs and screaming out the top of my lungs when Kobe hit the buzzer beater, to the 81-point game and to ultimately the 60-point retirement game. Like, these are all things as a kid and growing up that are ingrained in my mind as a sports fan and as a Lakers fan. But that story, you know, also roots itself in the culmination and the kind of the starting point of my career, in that in 06 I made the channel Laker Cool Man because the very idea that the Lakers were my favorite team and they were my obsession at the time. Even when I was getting into YouTube, it was because I was making playlists for music videos and playlists for Kobe Bryant tributes and montage videos. I used to sit up for hours watching these clips and these like user homemade videos off of Windows Movie Maker, hoping and dreaming that like one day like I could be that, right? What I saw on the screen. You know, we all have these naive dreams as a child and a kid and growing up, like wanting to be X, Y, Z, and mine was a basketball player. And, you know, the thing is, like, even then, at a young age, like, even though conceivably you think you can be anything, like, even then I knew, like, basketball, like, and an athlete was so, like, against the grain in terms of, like, my family. But beyond that, it was just, like, you felt like you had to win, like, a genetic lottery. And, like, all of these things where I knew was, like, so tough, yet watching somebody like him on screen, you saw him defying the impossible and continuously becoming better and doing these crazy, crazy things in his sport, that you thought, you know what, I can do that. And that's the thing about idols, right? These people that we idolize and we put on a pedestal. The toughest and maybe almost the most enlightening thing is to realize that, like, they're human. They're just like us. And it's a tough position to put people in, right? Because we do look at these larger-than-life icons and we arguably we do treat them as godlike. You know, because of their talent, because of their mind, because of their, you know, physicality, whatever it may be, we put them on this pedestal. And the thing about that is that they are human. They are flawed. They are susceptible to X, Y, and Z, the good and the bad. And, you know, growing up, even in that 2003, 2004 era of the sexual assault case and everything that came like that, that was this kind of stain on his legacy, even somebody as great as he was. And, you know, arguably I was too young to understand what was going on back then. And it was the first time I remember like even hearing about that and having my parents try to explain the legal ramifications is like, how do you do that to a 10-year-old who idolizes, you know, this person. Yeah. At the same time, like, trying to navigate through that, right? Like, what does this mean? What's true? What's false? XYZ. Because, you know, I'd be lying at the time if I said, like, that figure in Kobe Bryant was untouchable to me, right? It was almost as if, like, you know, and he even goes on about this in his documentary, Kobe's Muse, which is on Showtime. I definitely recommend checking that out if you haven't already. But, you know, how he created this persona of the Black Mamba to deal with everything that he dealt with on the court, and then Kobe has to deal with everything that goes on over here. At that point in my life, it was this idea that, like, I saw and I thought he could do no wrong, right? And that was, like, a tougher thing as you grew older and kind of understood more of what's going on, and you kind of battle with those things. But at the same time, like, he was this kind of, like, larger and still today icon to me and instrumental in where I was. And like I said, if it wasn't for that first passion of basketball and the love of the game, the YouTube channel never would have happened. And if it wasn't for that YouTube channel, I would have never got into technology and you know, pursue these YouTube videos the way I did. Because like I said, when I got on and I started doing these YouTube videos, it was a hobby. It was never like this idea of like I wanted to do this for a living. But it's funny because in chasing one passion, I found another. And I think that's like the beauty of life sometimes, right? And I can comfortably and confidently say that, like, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for this obsession and passion of basketball and the game and the Lakers and Kobe Bryant, I don't think my career would be at where it is at today. Because arguably, even though he's known for what he did on the court, it was the lessons that he instilled off the court with his mentality and how he approached life, are what allowed me to thrive in the next chapter that was my career. It's crazy because I always thought growing up like I would get a chance to meet my idols, like to sit across from the people who made me what I am today, and thank them and work with them in some capacity if I was ever so fortunate. And I would will that until I made it possible. The first experience I had with that was with Steve Jobs and his passing, that, despite him being sick, was still a bit unexpected to me. I remember finding out that in the middle of the day during class and just feeling kind of wrecked and feeling like this goal that I had in life was shattered because of this tragedy. And somebody who was so directly responsible for where I was at in life. And even then, with somebody like Jobs, who had a career and legacy long before I even got into, let alone was born, Kobe for me was like different because it was like I followed that trajectory, right? Like when you say like living legend, like he embodied that to me. And I think that's why it's so hard and like difficult to process because, I really did think that somehow, some way, we'd cross paths. And I'm fortunate I got to see him play in his last season at the Staples Center. Definitely don't take that for granted. But I was excited equally, post retirement, even though that was like sad for me to see him leave the game. I was excited to see what his second act was in the world of business and his companies that he was doing with the animation studio, to his investments and the moves he was making within that, setting an example off the court. I was excited to see what was to come with his second act, and unfortunately and tragically, we won't get to witness that, but we will get to see his legacy live on. We will get to see his impact. And I think that's another thing that, why it sits so heavy on me is that growing up, I was obsessed and still to a degree, and maybe much lesser and more have a grip on it now, with this idea of legacy and impact and leaving that behind and what that means. Obsessed with defining what success meant in life, what it means to me personally, what it means beyond that, and constantly making sure that in my lifetime I am doing things that are impactful every step of the way. Obsessed with this idea that the things I do need to hopefully leave the world a better place because of it. And I think the first person, like I said, that I really resonated with that concept, that idea, that mindset was, like I said, Kobe Bryant, without a doubt. Regardless of how my passions changed and the path I took in my career, that was always somebody who I could admire in that sense, and why it hit so hard, because you're somebody who was so obsessed with that concept and idea, and has even been quoted in the past about saying like how much that means to him and how that's what he wants to leave behind. And that's a tough thing with legacy, right? It's the toughest thing about impact, because you're obsessing over this thing that you're not going to be alive to witness, in a sense. But we will, and obviously his legacy will live on beyond the sport, beyond his career. All of this is like tough to process. A terrible tragedy for everyone involved and the family members. But to know from me anyways that that first icon, that first living legend, is gone is tough. But you know, I do my best to remind myself to kind of have a reality check in the sense that, like, remember death, right? And as much as it is important to celebrate life, it's also important to remember that we don't know what's next and what have you. So to make the most of what we do have, and unfortunately at times it is death that has to remind us of that. Yeah. You know, it's tough doing this in general. I think we grew up on this internet age where yesterday was a kind of like a shitstorm of media and news coverage, and I even had to take a step back myself, you know, just to kind of like reset because of the news and all that. But there was a lot of misinformation being spread, and again, that's the tough thing nowadays. We live in this kind of, you know, first to market business and instant gratification. I mean, it even, you know, even when I was just doing reviews on YouTube of tech products, it was something that, you know, you always strive to be first, but at the same time, you didn't want to get things wrong, right? Like, you wanted to put out quality stuff, and more so when you're dealing with, in this case, with, like, life and death situations and reporting that, you want to make sure you get that right, right? And then I have a respect for the business at the same time, like, you know, there was some things that went on there that I think they shouldn't have. But regardless, again, it's the tough part about the internet culture, right? Is that you have all these people who say you shouldn't mourn this, you shouldn't, you know, what about this, what about that? Ultimately, for me personally, I think let people mourn with what they want to mourn. I think that people selectively mourning one thing doesn't mean that they don't care about the other. I think that it's okay to mourn things even if you don't know too much about it. It's okay to be impacted in some degree, or even to understand and appreciate the impact somebody had without fully, you know, understanding or knowing the person at any capacity. If not, to understand that, like, others and millions of other people are affected by this, and to feel sorry about that, that's fine too. That is, to me, the beauty of the internet, right? Is that it is this melting pot of so many different opinions and people. And it reminds me of why, you know, ultimately I came on the internet, and it's full circle because of this first passion in the first place. And why I fell in love with it after kind of, you know, getting on YouTube and all that. Who knew, you know, who knew I would come on to make these playlists and watch these videos for myself about the things I was obsessed with, and then find this community and find a community online where, like, you could literally find people who are like-minded, who have the same passion and this access to this kind of world knowledge all at your fingertips. And I'm reminded now as well, unfortunately post-tragedy, how the internet can allow people to connect and come together from all around the world and see what others have to say and add on to that story. That's why I love the internet more than anything, right? It's a series of connections, and as much as negativity as there is out there, there's just as much positivity. There's just as much tools and great uses that we see come because of it. So if I can think back to that 11-year-old kid who had no idea that one passion would lead to another and would ultimately lead me to where I'm at today, is crazy, right? It reminds me of the idea of impact and what one individual and their career and the path they pave can do for so many others, and in turn allow me to hopefully pay it back and do the same. There's this quote in Kobe's Muse documentary, which is on Showtime, and again, if you haven't checked that out, I highly recommend it, in that he says, and I quote, "When you make a choice and say, come hell or high water, I am going to be this, then you should not be surprised when you are that. It should not be something that is intoxicating or out of character, because you have seen this moment for so long that when that moment comes, of course it is here, because it's been there the whole time. Because it has been in your mind the whole time." That quote really hits home. and I think of where I think about where I'm at now, where I was back then, I envision this. And I think that's a good point and place to leave it. I think that this individual, in all aspects, and in how he lived his life, how he carried himself, the lessons he instilled helped impact many lives. I know it impacted mine, and I can only hope going forward I can do the same for others. Thanks for listening.